This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good Tuesday morning, Chicago. Welcome to the Mully and Haw Show, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I'm David Hall, along with Ruthie Polinsky. In for Mully today, my colleague over at the Chicago Sports Network. Good morning, Ruthie.
Good morning. We're back.
We're back. Doesn't seem like we were gone that long. We worked yesterday at the Memorial Day edition of the Chicago Lead and back this morning, broadcasting live from the Score's Hyundai Studios. We have a big show today, baseball heavy, as it probably should be the Tuesday after Memorial Day. We're going to talk to Bruce at 7:25. Dan Plesac, 8 o'clock, in the CHSN booth. Yesterday, for the first time on the White Sox, local guy made good from the MLB Network. He did a terrific job.
It was fun to listen to. We were getting ready for our show, listening to Plesac. He was excellent.
He knows Chicago baseball in and out. 8 o'clock, we'll talk to him. Mike Florio, 8:45, because there's still the NFL. There's always the NFL. And 9 o'clock, we'll talk to our guy, John Heyman. And we will be building a bridge to 10 o'clock, the big announcement over at the United Center. The Blackhawks will introduce the new hockey coach, Jeff Blashill, former Red Wings coach, but we have a lot to get to. Did you have a comfortable, relaxing Memorial Day weekend?
Relaxing. You know, the weather was so, it wasn't necessarily the kickoff to summer, as I think some people call Memorial Day, the unofficial kickoff to summer.
It was terrible. It was sunny. Let's just be honest. It was terrible.
No,
it was, the wind was awful.
It was sunny.
It was cold.
You know what? I will make the most of it. I frolicked around Chicago. I had a friend in town.
I ate and drank way too much, okay.
And I was feeling it yesterday.
Frolicking,
but I'm feeling ready
good.
Today.
So, you're feeling it yesterday.
I was feeling it yesterday.
You hit it well.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did. You hit it well if you were feeling it yesterday. It was pool weather for some people. I understand that. It was pool weather for some people who got
That's
their
crazy.
Pools ready to go, maybe took advantage of the sunshine, convinced themselves it wasn't freezing with the wind chill, probably around 50-ish. But I think it was good outdoor weather if you were running, if you're active. But if you're watching, like if you're at Wrigley over the weekend, were you comfortable or uncomfortable?
I think if you're in the sun, you're very comfortable.
Yeah. Did not go to the Cubs, well, yesterday. That was the first of a 3-game series against the Rockies. Rockies are in town. Chris Bryant did not make the trip. We'll get into that later because I think that was, as we discussed yesterday on television, unbelievable drop off.
Yeah.
Unbelievable fall from grace. Every time they play the Rockies, you look at what the latest is with Chris Bryant, and now you just feel terrible for him facing the kind of surgery he is with his back and just the reality of him signing an $182 million contract in 2022 and not even having more than 20 home runs right now.
He's only played in 5 of 12 opportunities at Wrigley Field. Yeah. Is that right? So that's unfortunate. But you have some really interesting numbers to kind of put that into context of how much time he's missed.
He's missed he has missed a ton of time. And he's only played in, I think the Kyle Schwarber numbers compared to Chris Bryant numbers since then are just really infuriating if you're a Cub fan.
Yeah.
But this is a good time to be a Cub fan. The vibes are good. We don't want to kill the buzz because they are 33-21, first place in the Central. They had a very good weekend in Cincinnati, and then they even continued the fun yesterday at Wrigley Field. The White Sox, meanwhile, 17-37. The Sox played really good baseball at home over the weekend at Wrigley Field, and then yesterday for about 8 innings.
Really good baseball.
Really good baseball against the Mets, and we're not able to pull it off. And they were walked off for, wait for it, the 6th time this season.
On the road.
Sixth time on the road this season.
Yeah.
That would have to be the case. So I think when you look at 6 walk-off losses, their luck is terrible, but they're losing close games, but they're in games.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are as bad as the White Sox were to begin the season and remain at 17-37, I think the worst team in the American League, you have to find little bright spots. And I guess the one little bright spot is that they are consistently competitive.
Right.
But they just don't have enough to get over the top. They don't have a closer. That's a big problem.
Yeah. And you used the word yesterday on our show, watchable. It is just more watchable. And you do sort of have more to look for and watch for of signs of hope and promise and a plan. It feels like players are getting better. They're not staying stagnant. There's no plateau at this point. I think you're still excited about a lot of the young guys. Edgar Caro, Chase Mydroth. These are guys that are easy to root for. There's personality on this team. And I know we're going to talk about it in the pick six, but some of the messaging over the weekend just felt very clear and concise. And like, there's a directive for this organization.
There's also a hitter at AAA, Kyle Teal, that's red hot. And I wonder how long before they bring him up to the major league team because of his ability to do something they're not doing at the major league level, and that's hit for power.
Okay, the last time I was on your show,
oh boy,
it was the Tim Elko show, and we were call him up.
Okay, yeah,
call him up.
Well, when you're with the White Sox, when you're following the White Sox, that's an understandable plea,
sure,
because you don't have a lot of major league players in uniform. You have a lot of guys who are getting extended tryouts and long looks. You have a lot of guys who might have been rushed there and might not be up with any other team except for the White Sox. And you got a lot of veteran placeholders.
Yeah.
The veteran placeholders who I don't quite get with when you send down Tim Elko, not to revisit that, but they sent down Tim Elko to move Miguel Vargas, who was playing a good third base, to first base so Josh Rojas could get at bats because they're paying him $2 million. And I'm like, what are we doing here? So are you developing talent and hoping for one of these guys to pay off so they're there when you're good? Or are you trying to find room for guys that you may have overpaid for in the offseason? So I think that when I go from calling for Tim Elko to come up to now Kyle Teal, it's at least consistent.
Edgar Caro, I think, has been fun. And I think what's been cool about him is not just, you know, at the plate, but also behind the plate, is what has been so kind of promising for the future of this young player in the organization. So are you going to halt his growth by calling up Kyle Teal?
No, I think that with Kyle Teal, if you call him up, it's to be probably a designated hitter.
Okay.
He's a good athlete. I wonder if he can play the outfield.
Okay.
I wonder if he can play first base. I wonder what his versatility is and if they've had those kinds of conversations. I frankly don't know yet, and this is something worth looking into this week, as he continues to hit the minor league level, what is his versatility? How many different positions can he play? And would you try him at various roles in the majors? So I think that's fun to watch. What's more fun to watch is a team that's actually winning. And if you're a Cub fan, you have definitely enjoyed this season, but especially over the weekend. 2 out of 3 from Cincinnati, coming back against the Reds, just erupting with offensive power, and then yesterday winning a 3-1 game because Jameson Taillon was just great. The Cubs are the big story, and it looks like on the first day of unofficially of summer, it's going to be a fun summer in Chicago.
Yeah.
If you're a Cub fan.
You can feel it in the air when the Cubs are good. And it just feels like that's what we're all experiencing right now. There is something very exciting about a team that is finding lots of different ways to win. Obviously, their offense has been electric, lights out, consistent. But like a 3-1 game yesterday, Jameson Taillon, like they can do it that way too, you know? And I think that's what's kind of really shows you that this is for real and they can keep this up.
He retired his first 14 batters and you started to wonder if you were going to be, oh, well, what are we watching here? You know, that's going to be really something. And then he was really sharp. Then he gives up the home run. He typically gives, he's been giving up a lot of home runs. But what was fun about yesterday was that when they win 3-1 games, it can be just as satisfying as 11 when they score 11 mm-hmm. runs or they explode for an 8-run inning. Because when Daniel Palencia comes into the game, it's becoming a thing.
Yeah.
And it's reminding me of a couple years ago when Adbert Alzolay burst onto the scene and he was very electric and his performances were very intense and he threw with and he showed a lot of emotion. And yesterday Palencia reminded you just how that atmosphere brings out the best in him.
Yeah.
And it can. And that was fun.
It was so fun. And we talked about it when we were sort of watching over the game and sort of looking at some of the highlights. And I just said, like, that's what you want to see from a ninth inning closer. That personality, the fire, the passion, the fist pumping, the yelling at the fans. Like, that's what you want in a team that really feels like they could be making some real noise in October.
And a team that might feel like they're a closer shy of being a pennant contender.
Mm-hmm.
Because as much as we talk about winning the division, as good as the Cubs look offensively, they can't just stop there. They're on pace, I think, for 99 victories right now. 99? Was that the back page of the Sun-Times this morning? 99? So if they're on pace to win nearly 100 games, you don't want to be you cannot lack ambition. So if you're going to go for it this year, and it looks like the Cubs have every reason to do that and believe that, you may be a closer shy of winning a playoff series and getting to back to the NLCS. And if you're that type of team, you need the Palencias to come forward and mm-hmm. someone to take a step because you might be one reliever away from being fulfilling your biggest hole on your pitching staff.
Yeah, and obviously you have injuries at the start of the rotation that for the starters that I think you hope towards the end of the year will be, at least you'll feel healthier and maybe you make an addition on that side of the pitching roster come June, I think is what Jed Hoyer told you guys.
Well, you could go for a bullpen piece, you could go for a starting pitcher. That's going to be obviously the fun conversation that continues throughout the month of June and up until the trade deadline. You feel a little bit better about the third base situation because Matt Shaw had himself a week. A week ago this time, we were talking about Matt Shaw coming back from Iowa, joining the Cubs in Miami. He had 5 hits in those 3 games. Then he goes to Cincinnati. And the thing about him in Cincinnati, and again yesterday, his defense has been outstanding since his return. Mm-hmm. And he's made a couple plays that I don't know if he makes in the first month of the season. I think he's getting more comfortable defensively at third base, but goodness sakes, he is picking it, and he's making some good throws. I didn't expect that to be a story this week.
Yeah. It shows that there was a plan, right, in place for him, and that there are the right people in place to, like, make those decisions with that plan, because whatever they did, whatever they fixed, you know, he came back and looks great.
We had a very good conversation with Matt Shaw Saturday on Inside the Clubhouse, and he is as... First of all, he's as polite as they come. I mean, goodness sakes, he's a very, very polished young man.
I saw an interview, Taylor McGregor talked to him after one of the games, and I'm like, is this the nicest boy?
Isn't he?
Boy?
Doesn't he look like the nicest kid?
He's so nice.
Like, yeah, he's like, he's a rookie, but he's like, he's a teenager. And
yeah.
He's, yes, sir. And also the humility. But mm-hmm. I think that is also tied into what we're talking about. When he went down to Iowa... Not that he needed to be humbled, but I think that he treated that the right way. He did not treat that as a demotion that's going to wreck his rookie season. He treated it as basically a reminder and an announcement, if you will, that he has to work on certain things. And he needs to take all the advice he's getting to change his mechanics, slightly, get on top of the ball, go to the other opposite field, do the little things that he's been doing since he returned. It's harder to reach a guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hi. A player, an athlete, when he doesn't have that kind of humility and realize that he needs to be fixed.
I think as fans or as, you know, people covering the team, you think that a send down is a demotion. And for, you know, I think it's a good reminder, this situation just, and what he told you guys is like, no, this was just an opportunity for me to kind of go work on some things and perfect some things and, you know, feel better about it when I get back up.
It also helps to be playing alongside here in Chicago a player who a year ago was at Iowa after a demotion. A year ago this week, I believe, PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong, was in an Iowa Cub uniform. He came back.
That's crazy.
And now a year later, he is as good as any player in the National League. He exploded over the weekend. I don't think we've been on the air since Friday's two home run explosion, which was a lot of fun. And PCA MVP. That right now, that is not an exaggeration. He is the star that we were clamoring for in the offseason. The guy, well, the Cubs need star power. Maybe Kyle Tucker will do that. And Kyle Tucker is outstanding, and he's off to a great start. But Pete Crow Armstrong is the biggest star in this Cub team right now.
It's crazy to think about Kyle Tucker is almost in the shadow of PCA. Like, Kyle Tucker was the huge offseason addition. And that was the big story, and everyone was so excited. They got King Tuck. He's in Chicago. Those stars on PCA's head in spring training were emblematic.
The blue-haired kid.
The blue-haired stars were emblematic of what we were going to watch this year, and we didn't know it at the time, but now we're seeing it.
Pete Crow Armstrong is the biggest star in Chicago sports.
Easily.
Right now. Not easily. It's not easily. Easily.
It's baseball season.
It's just like Dustin predicted. Although Dustin predicted it would be down the road a bit. But I think he can honestly say right now, I think that he is. I don't know if it's easily.
You're right. I'm thinking, like, if PCA and Kayla Williams walk into a bar, like, who's getting more attention right now?
Ooh, that's a good one. Who do you think's getting more attention, Dustin? PCA or Caleb Williams?
Depends. What's the bar?
Right. That's a good question.
Is a bar full of Bears teammates or?
Well, I mean, are we in Wrigleyville? Are we in the West Loop? You know, I mean, just as you said,
River North.
Did you flaunt it? Or what did you say?
I frolicked.
Yeah, frolicked.
Frolicked.
So where bopped. You know, if you don't want to say direct, like, at one of the
she
places that you frolicked around at.
Yeah.
She's a foodie, so she was frolicking in the foodies.
Oh my gosh!
Well, here, so who gets a table, right? Like, who gets a table first?
Oh, that's a good. I think
that might be a little bit different
right now, based on the last 2 weeks. Is probably PCA. Number one, he's hitting a ton. He's going to be probably somebody you look at and you smile immediately because he's just a fun kid,
right?
Caleb, you might want to know some things like, hey, how bad did you really not want to come here? You know. Some people are still holding that against
them.
I think it's a little ridiculous, but I think if you're picking between the two, it's probably guaranteed that PCA is going to be a little more popular wherever he walks into.
I will say this. Is PCA maybe a little bit, like, he blends in maybe a little bit more? Like, Caleb has that sort of fashionista, like, he's going to wear the neon orange jacket at the Bulls game or whatever that was.
For green and yellow. For parents out there. Okay, for parents out there.
For parents out there.
Who are your kids asking you to buy a jersey of for them? Are they more interested in a PCA jersey
this
right now?
This is a great conversation.
Or are they more interested in a Caleb Williams jersey
now? I think Caleb Williams is probably more sustainable over the next...
Well, we hope.
Well, you hope.
Outside of Ross Tucker.
Well, yeah. Well, Ross Tucker, well, that was a thing on Friday. That kind of blew up. Ross lit a match at about 9 o'clock, and then the rest of the day was just like fanning the flames. But... And that was a fun conversation, and we respect Ross Tucker. But for him to suggest that Caleb Williams might not be here in 3 years, it was a jarring opinion. And I respect his opinion.
It's the strongest that way I think we may have heard so far from someone of his sort of credibility and expertise. Like, I think that's the closest someone's gotten to being like, this kid isn't it.
Yeah, I think that's about as close and as harsh, although Jim Miller was pretty harsh the day before.
All
so
right. Forgot
this
about
is
that.
The show, I guess, where you come for those sharp ex-NFL players to come in hard on Caleb Williams. And we did not plan it that way. It just sort of happened. 312, Caleb, stop.
Okay.
708, Crow Armstrong gets a table and a sandwich named after him wherever he goes. So it is a good debate.
It is a good debate. I love it. Caleb, stop. That's funny.
Well, I think PCA has the more effusive, fun personality, although Caleb can handle himself in front of a microphone and a crowd as well as any athlete in town.
Let's be real, though. In terms of who deserves, who's earned the wins and like the respect and the star power, like Caleb Williams, you were the number one overall pick and you are allegedly, you're supposed to be the future of the Chicago Bears, which is one of the most historic franchises in sports. PCA is literally an MVP candidate. Like, God willing, Caleb Williams is in that same conversation in 3-4
Ohtani,
months.
Ohtani heard all the rumblings in Chicago about that and he had himself a couple, he had a good weekend. So I think he's not done saying that.
Right.
He's not ready to relinquish that MVP crown just yet. But PCA is having an MVP-like season.
Yeah.
Start to the season. As we sit here at the Memorial Day weekend mile marker, and you say, wow, I did not realize that PCA would be outlapping everybody.
He is the face of the franchise.
708, there's a segment of Bears fans that either don't like Caleb or are not sold on him. But there are more Bears fans than Cub fans. That's true. 904, don't be silly. Chicago is a bear town. Caleb Williams would get more attention than PCA. I don't know. 904. Does 904 say you're in Chicago? Because if you're in Chicago, I'm not sure that would be the case. I don't know about that. It's a good one. I have to think about that.
Yeah.
I'll have to think about that while we're pondering our parent summit, our dad summit.
Oh, yeah.
Sports dad summit.
Coming to you on Chicago Sports Network.
Yes, this is what we're planning, Dustin.
You're going to love this, Dustin.
We're going to go with, what did we just say? We're going to try to get... Carl Williams,
Tyrese Halliburton's dad.
Yeah, Tyrese Halliburton.
LaVar Ball.
Yep.
Who else?
It was and Chris Bryant's dad.
And Chris Bryant.
Mike Bryant.
Who you say is wonderful.
He's a good guy. He's a talker. He could lead
that
discussion.
Think about that round table, Dustin.
That would be quite the round table.
That'd be good. What, Father's Day coming up about 3 weeks?
We should do that.
That's the plan. That'd coming to you on Chicago Sports Network.
Can you imagine that podcast? I would love that. Tyrese Halliburton has no connection to Chicago, but his dad just seems like he'd be a fascinating guy to have a beer with.
There's no Chicago connection, but we just There's love no dads.
Yeah. We love kind of dads who will go in hard for their kids.
Yeah. My dad went viral on TikTok.
You tell that story. Oh my goodness!
So this is I'm getting close to 5 million views on TikTok right now. My parents are the cutest people on the planet. They're just the most loving, affectionate. I've always just like had such a loving appreciation for my parents. Okay, I just recorded. I was meeting them in DC for a wedding, and they waited for me in the airport. They were flying in from St. Louis. I flew in from Chicago. I'm meeting them in the airport, and I just whipped out my phone. I'm like, this is just going to be a cute. I'd seen them like 2 weeks prior. They were in Chicago. And I just whip out my phone and I'm like, I'm just going to record their reaction to me just like walking up to them in the airport. They were on their phones, you know, sitting on a bench, whatever. And it's like a 7-second video. And it's just my parents greeting me at the airport after not seeing me for 2 or 3 weeks. And it's just the most wholesome, beautiful reaction to seeing me. Like I am their newborn infant. For the first,
Ruthie,
and like smiling for the
first
time.
They reacted like they hadn't eaten in 10 hours and you were carrying a sandwich. Okay.
It's adorable.
They got up and they were like, oh my, I'm so glad to see you.
And my dad calls me, my dad calls me Dolly, D-O-L-L-Y. Like he's called me Dolly forever. Two of my sisters. All three. He's a girl dad, which you can tell in this video. And my mom is, you know, adorable and just looks so excited. There's like people are screenshotting how cute their reactions are just to seeing me walk up to them in the airport. And it, I posted it sort of right around Mother's Day. So I think that was a good algorithm for me to kind of latch onto.
Yeah.
But
did you know that?
Absolutely. No.
Did you think that?
No.
You didn't calculate this.
And it was an old video. Like it was just sort of like in my drafts and I just posted a video and it was, and TikTok is like not where I have a big following. Like I can't really commit to TikTok.
You do now.
No. It's,
you do now.
Well, follow me on TikTok. I'm
offerings,
trying.
Offerings to monetize that. You're good content there, provider.
I got to try and monetize it.
You might even be an influencer. Are you an influencer?
I wish if I can influence people to do good things, if I can influence people to smile.
It's like we're in a beauty pageant suddenly.
Yeah, I want, you know what I was so glad about?
If I could save the world.
Well, I just love that was the TikTok that blew up because it was so beautiful. Like it was just spreading joy.
It was genuine.
And someone commented on my thing, like, this is sort of a phrase that's sort of like, you're rich. And it's like, I am rich because I have just the most like wonderful family and parents. And like, I'm so lucky and so appreciative of like that. And it's just reading other people's comments and being like, you're so lucky. Like you're, this is such a beautiful thing that you get to experience. It was just like, it made me so happy that that's what people are influenced by in that moment.
That created 5 million views because it was only like 7 seconds long,
It's go check it out.
Although
TikTok,
your dad was rocking the Michigan stuff.
My dad was rocking a Michigan quarter zip. It was my mom actually gets this a lot. She's like a Lori Loughlin doppelganger. She's stunning, but my mom is. Everyone's commenting being like, is that Aunt Becky? Like from Full House. Like, and it's funny, I have like a side by side. I'll have to do a whole thing on it. But anyways, it was fun. It caught a lot of views. Go check it out. Get me to 5 million. I'm trying to get to 5 million.
Polinsky's TikTok, get to 5 million. Hey, 847 has a good suggestion too. How could we forget? If we want to keep the Chicago-centric, the Dad Summit on the Score and CHSN will simulcast it. We could have your dad. We could also have Tyson Bajan's dad.
Duh.
Travis Bajan.
Oh my gosh, how could we forget?
And we could arm wrestle. I could give him a chance to beat me.
You did it.
Yeah, well, he could have the rematch. The one-on-rematch. All right, we're going to do the pick six when we come back. Ruthie Polinsky, the influencer, is in for Mully. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
By far the best arm wrestler that ever lived, ever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.